From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pakistan has said two of its soldiers were killed Thursday in an unprovoked attack when India fired across the border of the disputed region of Kashmir. India said it carried out a surgical strike against terrorists in an exchange that marks an escalation in tensions between the uneasy and nuclear-armed South Asian nations. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told his Russian counterpart Washington is preparing to take steps to suspend bilateral cooperation with Moscow on Syria unless violence in Aleppo is ended and a ceasefire restored. Kerry spoke with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
While we haven't taken any of these steps, we're certainly thinking that through, and we're making preps to do that in the very near future. As you know, we have a team in Geneva, and while they're still there, we've certainly communicated to them that their presence in Geneva may not be the case for much longer.
Russia Wednesday said it was prepared to work with the U.S. on Syria and would send experts to Geneva for talks on normalizing the situation. A U.S.-Russian ceasefire collapsed about a week after it was announced in early September. Meanwhile, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon joined the chorus of international condemnation following Wednesday's attack on two hospitals in rebel-held Aleppo. Dr. Abd Ar-Rahman Alomar is part of the Syrian American Medical Association.
M10 hospital was targeted by a pumped barrel, and M2 hospital was shelling by more than 20 shells.
The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross said patients were killed, medical staff wounded, and those injured in the assault by pro-government forces have little hope of getting medical care. The U.S. Wednesday strongly condemned recent remarks by South Sudanese former rebel leader Riek Machar for a return to conflict against the government of President Salva Kiir. This is VOA News. International investigators say Malaysian airliner MH17 that crashed over eastern Ukraine in July 2014 was downed by a Russian-made surface-to-air missile transported into the country from Russia and fired from a village controlled by pro-Russian separatists. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said Security Council Resolution 2166 demands those responsible be held to account.
We believe that the final conclusion of the criminal investigation, together with those of the technical investigation led by the Dutch Safety Board that identified the cause of the crash, will be crucial in bringing the perpetrators to justice.
A Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman called the Dutch-led investigation biased and politically motivated. Foreign policy professor Jonathan Edelman of the University of Denver was asked if there is any hope for justice.
I doubt it. And that's a very sad thing, because all of those innocent people died. But the reality is that Russia is on the Security Council. It has one of the five veto votes. We wish in a righteous world, which we all wish for, that they would be brought to justice, but I think it's highly unlikely.
All 298 passengers aboard died after the plane broke apart in midair, traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte said Wednesday that a joint military exercise scheduled to begin next week between his country and the U.S. will be the last between the two countries. Mr. Duterte, speaking in Vietnam, said the Philippines will honor its existing security treaties, but not take part in any South China Sea patrols with the U.S. Security analyst Carl Baker of the Pacific Forum in Hawaii said it's the latest off-the-cuff remark by a controversial leader, and it's uncertain yet what will happen.
Because what we've seen subsequent to Duterte's statement is Foreign Affairs Secretary Perfecto Yase said, well, I think this refers to no more joint patrols, which is something that Duterte had said, a couple weeks back, that there would be no joint patrols beyond the territorial waters of the Philippines.
Earlier this month, Mr. Duterte called for the U.S. to withdraw special force units operating in the southern Philippines against Muslim extremists. A Rwandan academic is back in his home country after being extradited by the U.S. to stand trial for his role in the country's 1994 genocide. Leopold Munyakazi is accused of genocide, murder, crimes against humanity, and conspiracy to commit genocide. More than 800,000 people died in a three-month rampage. Turkey is expected to extend a state of emergency that next month in the wake of last July's failed coup. It allows authorities to take swift action against those suspected of taking part in the attempted coup. A teenage boy killed his father before going into a nearby elementary school in South Carolina Wednesday, wounding two children and a teacher before being arrested by police and taken into custody. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.